now my guests in the studio. Joining me is Rachel Horton-Smith, Communications Lead from Healthwatch Essex, and Kat Morrison, who is a Communication Insight Officer at Healthwatch Essex. So very good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Hiya.
Last saw you, Rachel, in August when you were in with Cheryl. We wanted people to get in contact if they'd had cancer treatment on the NHS, or it could have been a relative as well, and then also maternity treatment. How has that been going?
That's right, yeah. So it's going really well, but we're still looking for more ambassadors. So if you're out there and you do fit into either of those two categories, still consider getting in touch. So we've got some great people on board already, and I know Cheryl's still out there promoting it and trying to get the right people in place. So just to
go over that again, it's if you've had treatment in the last 5 years of cancer, or it's a close relative, and yes. We want to know your experiences, and yeah. Also if you've used the maternity services, whether it's yourself or your partner in the last 5 years as well.
That's it, yeah. And it's really just an opportunity to help use your experience to shape those services in the future. So if you've got some great experiences, kind of good or bad, that can help to shape those services, then come to us and let us know.
I'm also joined by Kat Morrison this morning, who's a Communication Insight Officer. You're with Healthwatch Essex. How long have you been with the team?
So I've only been in the team since early July, so very new, 2 months in, yeah. But it's great.
And you're enjoying it, yeah?
Absolutely loving it, yeah.
Now, you're here today to talk about some events you've got coming up, and the patient bed, which is going to be, I should say there's a patient bed, not for you to just come in and just lay all over it, but tell us about the concept of this, because it's going to be here at the Brentwood Centre.
Yes, that's right. So Healthwatch Essex is always looking for new ways to engage with people. They're a bit quirky and fun, and we've got a chatterbox cab that we take out, and this year we're going to take out a patient bed. And the idea is that we go to lots of different places across Essex and we get people to tell us about their experiences of health and social care. So we're going to be in an array of different places in October with this bed, which is logistically difficult to move around, but we hope that people will come and join us and have those conversations. It's part of a campaign which is called It Starts With You, which is really what we're all about. We're all about going out and making sure that the people of Essex have their say in how services are run for them. So we will be at the Brentwood Centre here 17th of October.
Yeah.
So it's the week that starts on the 15th of October, yeah. And all that week will be out across Essex.
Excellent. So you're going to be in here. What sort of times are you here?
So we'll be here probably from about 11 o'clock in the morning, but mainly our stand will be open from 1 till 3.
Yeah,
in the afternoon. So we'll be in the main area of the centre near the cafe.
Are people encouraged to lay on the bed and tell their stories, or you can do that if you want?
They can do whatever they want. So actually a whole lot of it will also be about profile raising for our organisation. So there'll be banners there, the bed will be branded Healthwatch Essex, and we'll have some selfie frames for people to take pictures. We might have some medical type props if there are kids around that want to play with those. So the idea is that it's quite engaging, and that you won't be able to miss us actually when you walk in through the door of here.
Will anything be filmed or going on to Instagram? I mean, how are you going to get the, obviously people will be telling you their stories, so how are you going to get the information down?
So we will leave that to individuals. So if you want to speak to us confidentially or privately, then that's fine too, but for people who are willing to be on camera, then there'll be the opportunity to be filmed, and we'll be launching Instagram actually for that week, because we don't currently use it, but we want to reach out to new audiences. So if you try to find us on Healthwatch on Instagram right now, you won't, but you will by the 14th of October.
Excellent. And also with the website as well, just to say, you can leave your details, or it can be anonymous as well. So even if you want to have a look at Healthwatch Essex, we want to talk about your doctor or any medical services that you've received, you can go onto the website. And it's not just about having a pop at a doctor or a surgeon or whatever. It's about getting good and bad reviews, so you can actually make a difference, because all this information is going to be collated, isn't it?
Yeah, so we have an information and signposting team, and that's a confidential number you can ring between 9 to 5 Monday to Friday to provide information about they can provide information to you about services that are available to you, but equally you can provide information to them about the services you've received that can help to shape changes. So even if you are not one for jumping on a bed and being on camera, we'll give you that number and you can always call them up. So however you want to engage with us, there's a couple of different options throughout that week.
And the more of you that get involved, the better the services we'll get in Essex.
Absolutely, yeah, because we all have unique experiences. You know, we first time we came in here and had a chat to you, that immediately there were several experiences that came up for you. So we all have experiences of GPs, dentists, hospitals, from the really trivial through to the extreme. So we want to try and gather those.
Now, Kat,
yes,
tell us about your role and what you do.
As Communication Insight Officer, it's a lot of engaging online, so lots of social media, Twitter, Facebook, and looking at rebranding our website next year as well. And then I'll be working with the information signposting team that Rachel has mentioned to try and engage with younger audiences, to try and do a little project, reaching out to schools, getting more teenagers, uni students involved, because the line is open to everyone. Anyone can ring in, and at the moment it's a lot more of an elderly audience in there, so trying to reach out to everyone.
Now, you've got a cathedral service coming up on the 14th of October.
We do, yeah. So at Chelmsford Cathedral on the 14th of October, we're inviting people to come and celebrate 70 years of the NHS. And that's open to anyone, anyone of any faith or any background. And in particular, we're asking health and social care staff to consider coming along wearing their uniforms. So that will be a lovely day, really, just a chance to celebrate all that's great about the NHS and social care. And we'll hear lots of stories from individuals within that service. So it's kind of an opportunity for us to use some of what we've been working on throughout the year and share it with others as well. So please do come along to that. There's an Eventbrite page for that, because although it's a free event, we're asking people to sign up just to give us an indication of numbers, because there's refreshments afterwards. So we'll give that to you after this, and you can put it up on your website if you would. That would be wonderful.
Good to see you both. Don't forget, all the W's, healthwatchessex.org.uk for more information. So thanks very much to Rachel and to Kat, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely.